We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyball as we look at the upcoming season. ACGC has a new head coach this year. Assistant Kelly Vaughn has been promoted to the head job. She joins us now here on KSOM. Coach, congrats on the promotion. How are you feeling about your team coming in to a new season?
Yeah, thanks. It's been a lot of fun. Everyone's back from last year, other than the three that graduated. And we have a big freshman class this year. Also, we have 11 new freshmen out. So it's been really busy in the gym, and it's been great seeing all the girls again. Haven't seen them in the off season. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you had Shay Lemke, of course. That leaves a huge void on this team. Addison Lockery also played in every set for you a year ago, and Cheyenne Young also saw a little bit of time. It was also on that senior class, but losing Shay hurts, and you're going to have to find a new setter in the middle there. So how are the practices looking, and how's that position shaping up?
Oh, yes. Yes. Shay had some big shoes to fill there. So Becca Littler, she has been previously a libero. She's a senior this year, and she has great knowledge of the game, and she has great hands. And so she's been setting for us a lot this summer, and we already had a scrimmage this week on Wednesday. So she's setting for us. She's a really good, quick decision maker. She's one of the hardest workers on the court. She has really high energy and good communication skills. So, yeah, we're really lucky to have Becca back. And a lot of other girls are back, if you want to hear about them, too.
Okay. So Becca moves from libero to setter. So how about the libero spot as the dominoes fall?
Yep. So Ilana Baumert, she's a junior this year. She started most games with us in the, last year also. She's going to be our libero. She's the backbone of our defense. She's able to read the hitters really well, anticipate where the ball's going, and she's just a great athlete. She plays a lot in the off season, also on clubs and stuff. So, yeah, she's great.
Awesome. So you got a couple of spots settled, and hopefully that will all materialize there. It also must help that you have a great offensive player in Stella Largent returning, 443 kills last year as a sophomore, so no slump for her. What do you like about Stella, and what makes her such an offensive force?
Oh yeah. She also plays so much volleyball in the off season. Her sister was a great volleyball player for us also. And she's only a junior. So over 500 career kills. She's a great server also. She had 54 aces last year, over 92% serving efficiency. She has great knowledge of the game. She's tall. She's fast. She's a great player. I'm glad she's back, and we still have another 2 years with her. So,
yeah, exciting. And you have Camden Richter on the outs on the other side to compliment her. She was over 200 kills last year. That gives you a 1-2 punch there. What do you like about Richter?
Oh yeah, she is another one of our go-to players. A senior this year, which is too bad, but she's also a great server. Really high percentage there. She's very versatile. She's really strong at the net, but she's also great at serve receive and playing defense and getting up there and blocking. Both our outside hitters are very strong, but not just on offense. They're really good defense players as well. And they're able to find some open spots on the court. They're really good at pushing it deep or tipping it short when they see those openings. So yeah, we're really lucky to have our big outside hitters this year.
Outside of those players that we talked about, who are some others that should vie for playing time in the rotation somehow?
Oh yeah. Well, can't forget our middle blockers. We have two really tall girls returning from last year, Savannah Akers and Nora Landgaard. Savannah's a senior. She was our lead blocker last year with over 30 blocks. And Nora's also a great player. She's a junior. She played a lot of right side last year. But with Addison Lockery graduating, she's kind of taken over the other middle spot. They're both really quick. They have powerful attacks. They're great at blocking. They get over. They're reading the hitters, where the setter's going, and they're getting up and blocking. They had a lot of blocks just Wednesday night for us. So really happy to have those big middle blockers for us. we have a couple other returning, Riley Robson and Miranda Gruber. They both play defensive specialists for us in the back row. Both amazing servers and really quick on their feet, ready to get those digs and everything. And they're both juniors this year, so we got a couple years with them. And then Olivia Mahaffey, she played middle for me on JV last year. She's very tall, very powerful. We've tried her in the setter position a little bit this summer, and she does great there if we need her to set for us. But right now she's playing right side also. So, yeah, great team, great lineup this year.
Yeah. 20-11 record last year. This team has won at least 20 games, six of the last 8 years. What's it like for you, you know, as been an assistant the last couple of years, now taking over the head coach to continue that tradition?
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty easy stepping into this role. The girls know what they're doing. They've been playing together for a really long time. They play sports, you know, not just volleyball together. They're out there playing basketball and softball for us. Track. We have some great track stars also on the team. A volunteer assistant coach, Tara Largent, she is Stella's mother, and she just has a great knowledge of volleyball also. And she's been there for many years helping out the team. And so I really look up to her, and she's kind of been showing me the ropes of being the head coach. But yeah, Barb South also was a great mentor, and I learned a lot from them. So yeah, it's been a really easy transition.
Yeah. What is, tell me a little bit about your background in volleyball and how you came here to ACGC.
Yeah, I played in high school, and then I went to Iowa State, where I played, you know, for fun, intramurals with my friends and everything. And then after college, when I met my husband, he's actually from here, from Guthrie Center. That's how we ended up here. We would play on sand volleyball leagues together and stuff as, you know, as grown-ups with our work friends and whatever. So, yeah, he's from here. And so we moved back to Guthrie Center when our kids were old enough to be starting school. We wanted to raise them in a small school district because we were living in Waukee, which is, you know, very quickly growing. So, yeah, we wanted to settle down somewhere smaller. And I had my coaching endorsement from Iowa State because I'm also a teacher. I'm the kindergarten teacher here in Guthrie Center. So, yeah, I've been really learning a lot about this town and the community, and I just wanted to help out with our sports teams and stay involved.
Yeah. What's your husband's name?
Tyler.
Tyler Vaughn. Vaughn. Yeah. Yeah. And what high school did you end up going to?
I'm from Northeast Iowa, a little town called Olwine.
Oh, yeah. I know where Olwine is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a little town, but it's not a large town, but
we have stoplights.
Yeah. Yes. Kind of weird that's how we judge the size of the town is how many stoplights they get. But yeah, it's kind of, that's the way it is. Yes. Yeah. What's it just like for you? I mean, is this something you've always aspired to do, is become a head coach at the varsity level?
I played lots of sports growing up, volleyball, basketball, golf, track, softball. So yeah, just kind of pick or choose. And when we moved here, that was the opening, was volleyball. I love volleyball, and that's probably the sport I've played the most growing up. So I'm just glad that they had an opening when we got here. So,
well, you found yourself into a good program here, and hopefully you can keep it going, keep the trains on the track, so to speak. what do you see as the biggest key for this team to have success this year?
Good serve receive, passing it up to Becca, and so she can get it in the hands of our big hitters. And especially those outside hitters, when they're hitting the ball, you better duck because it's coming fast. Yeah. So as long as we can get it all set up and Stella and Cam hitting, it's hard to beat us.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and we look forward to following your team throughout the season. And thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Kelly Vaughn, head coach for ACGC Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.